The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Hey, just a heads up, by the way, the Chiefs are hopefully not putting the cart in front of the horse, but they're going to start. They're already planning for the playoffs.
Well, I mean, they're 9-0.
Yeah, it's a strong chance.
And all right, everybody knock on wood.
All right.
Behind them is not.
But AFC wildcard tickets go on sale tomorrow in Kansas City.
Just in case.
So starting from 8 a.m. to 9:30 in the morning, only Jackson County residents can buy wild card tickets. At 10 a.m., season ticket members can buy additional tickets to their already season tickets.
Okay.
And then 11 a.m., tickets go on sale to anyone.
So you guys go ahead, Sam.
For the wild card round?
It says, even though they may not get a buy. We don't know. Knock on wood. I don't know.
How many games are left?
In the season?
Mm-hmm.
Eight.
You guys know that Rob was in here the other day, or not Rob, sorry, Alex, talking about the 95.6%, was it, essentially, all of those
35
kicks
yards
are made 35 yards in, okay?
35 or?
Yeah, in.
There's a
new story from Channel 9. I love this. They asked like a mathematician about it. They are calling the blocked kick that I cannot stop watching a statistical miracle.
Mm-hmm.
And here's why. The 35-yard attempt is usually a high-probability play, with kickers boasting somewhere around a 95% success rate at that distance, right? And then we all know what happened. The improbability of the play, of that block, isn't lost on sports statisticians. That is a job title. Dr. Bowen Liu, a statistics professor and avid sports fan at the University of Missouri, Kansas City, noted just how rare blocked field goals really are. Of the 1,726 field goal attempts last year in the NFL, only 19 were blocked. So a successful block is a 1 in 100 occurrence, he explained. It's something of an epiphany, right? He says, because you don't actually see it every day. And the rarity of blocks, it goes on to say, is reflected in the data. More than half of NFL teams did not block a single field goal all season.
It's rare.
Makes it more special.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. So if you have not seen the reverse shot, by the way, of Denver's bench.
Yeah, they're not happy.
It is so funny. You know, they're all watching, like looking over to the left or the right, whatever side they were on. Waiting for the kick. And then you just see this, like...
One coach grabs his headset and just
throws
it up.
And then, as they're all just like, what just happened? Then you see our two players running in front of the camera shot, mm-hmm. trying to chase that doink, doink, doink football. Oh, it's so funny.
I do revel in other people's pain when they cheer for the Denver Broncos.
Schadenfreude.
Schadenfreude.
Schadenfreude. German for oops.
Oops, we missed.
Anytime you're a Broncos fan, doink. You deserve it.
That's right.
It's like they're walking around with a albatross painted in Chiefs colors.
Dan, you'll find this story interesting. It'll give you something to look up today.
Oh.
In the Australian city of Geelong, which is just south of Melbourne, thousands are lining up for the rare chance to see and smell an unusual plant.
Oh, he doesn't have to look that up.
It's the dead body flower.
Oh, the corpse flower?
Yes.
Yeah.
"It's rank," said one visitor to CNN, coughing and gagging through his hand. A young child nearby says, "It smells like dead possum." It is the so-called corpse flower, or the Amorphophallus titanum.
Common spelling.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Named after the Amorphophallus titanum, yeah.
Yeah. Don't show off. Named after the putrid stench it releases when it blooms to attract pollinators like beetles and flies. Ugh. However, it blooms unpredictably, sometimes only once every 10 years, and each bloom only lasts 1 to 2 days.
A few months ago, a corpse flower, I do believe it was in St. Louis, was blooming.
People will come from all over to smell that stank.
Well, it's a beautiful flower. It's a very large flower.
Is the stank rank?
It is rank. It is a rank stank.
Smells like a dead possum.
Ooh, okay.
And it looks like an Amorphophallus.
I have a question.
Titanum.
Yeah.
A man missing for days, sadly, was found deceased inside of a tanning bed at a Planet Fitness.
Oh.
According to police in Indiana.
That's nice.
And I have a couple questions. We'll get to those in a moment.
Okay.
According to police, officers responded to a Planet Fitness gym around 9 a.m. Monday after a man's body was found. He had been missing for 4 days. He had not been seen since Friday, 3 days before he was found dead. His family didn't report him missing until Sunday, right?
Okay.
Elizabeth Lynn, who was at the Planet Fitness before police arrived, told local TV outlets there was a powerful odor throughout the gym. So they go in, they don't see anything. He's in a tanning bed. And I say this to Scott during the break, Sam. Number one, is that still a thing? Are people still tanning with like the lights and the bulbs?
Why do you say with such confidence?
I regularly see people go into the tanning area of the old Planet Fitness that I attend.
Okay, and is it less common for a male to tan unless they're like a bodybuilder?
No, they can tan if they want to.
Okay.
I have tanned in a tanning bed before to get a base tan before I go to Mexico.
It's not how that works.
It doesn't matter. It makes me feel better about it.
And there you go.
And then, of course, Planet Fitness sends this email. At Planet Fitness, we have robust operational brand protocols.
Customer safety is our number one
priority.
As the
safety and well-being of our members is our top priority.
I will say that if you are a Black Card member, which is what you have to use the tanning facilities, I carry one.
You're a Black Card holder at Planet Fitness?
Yes, I don't use the tanning facilities, but I do use the Hydro Lounge, and I like the perk of getting to go to any facility that I want to that has the purple PF logo on it.
Wait, what is a Hydro Lounge?
This is going to get good.
It's massaged. Well, they have chairs. They have beds. They also have lounges, and they are massage equipment. They're called hydro massages, where they shoot water at your body in a very high-powered way to give you a massage.
What? And do you stand or sit when this is happening?
Well, if you're in the chair, you're seated. If you're in the lounge, you're lounging. And if you're on the bed, you're laying down.
Are you dressed?
Yes, of course. That would be very gross.
So there's...
Wait a minute. So you're walking out in wet clothing?
Yeah.
No. It's just a picture a mat that you lay on.
Okay.
But inside that mat is very thick plastic.
Okay.
Inside that mat, there's a bunch of high-powered water jets that shoot water at the mat.
Okay.
You're laying on the mat.
You meant at you. And I was like, what?
So you don't get wet.
No. I mean, if you do, the machine, they need to check that machine out.
There's been a malfunction.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do they have a bidet in the Hydro Lounge?
They do not. No. Mm-mm. There is a shower in the locker room. But what I was saying was the Black Card Spa is a separate portion of the gym that is off.
First of all, I've been a member at Planet Fitness before. You didn't say it right.
The Black Card Spa.
Yes, that is correct.
My apologies. Is typically off in a separate portion of the gym, so there's a good chance that had that facility not been used for a couple of days, obviously it hadn't because this guy was laying in it, they wouldn't go in to check it or clean it because they would have no reason to, and they have a log of every time it's used.
Well, they obviously didn't go in after he logged
in. No foul play is suspected, by the way. So.
Now, how you smelled a corpse. I mean, gyms smell bad, don't get me wrong, but not corpse flower bad.
Okay. I'm not going to say.
Nope.
what you were thinking earlier.
From CNN, how a practice called forest bathing can boost your physical and mental health. Given how important stress release is for our mental and physical well-being, CNN wellness expert Dr. Lena Nguyen has some simple, affordable, and science-based recommendations to offer.
Forest bathing.
It is called forest bathing.
Getting one with nature?
Yes!
Yeah, of course. Grounding.
There is a lot of evidence, she says, that going outside, specifically being surrounded by nature, can have many beneficial health impacts. Specifically, there is a practice called forest bathing, which involves being immersed in nature. It is not actual bathing. I suppose it could be. Rather, the person spends time in nature through activities such as a leisurely walk or just sitting and enjoying your surroundings.
It's a cleansing of the energies.
It has its roots in Japan.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. I haven't told you guys this. I have been, as of late, engaging.
You are a feral child and you were born in a forest?
In forest bathing.
You have not.
Yes, I have.
Where?
I didn't know that was what it was called, but on the trails near my home in the park.
The practice has its roots in Japan where it's called Shinrin Yoku.
Really? You sure?
Yes.
I'll try that one again.
You have been forest bathing?
Yes.
You've been Shinrin Yoku-ing?
So, minus this
Don't
morning.
Don't try it again.
Minus this morning when I did
He's
go.
He's a Shinrin Yoku-er.
There we go.
When I went to the gym, but all over the weekend and late last week, I was going on hour-long walks through the trails in the park near my home. Yes, forest bathing.
It shows that being in nature.
Or Shinran Ryukyu, as we commonly refer to it. Mm-hmm.
I was watching a Roku in the forest. Mm-hmm. Is that?
Were you playing Roku?
No.
Shinrin Yokuing?
Wow.
The Japanese is not good.
It is not.
It shows not that being in nature can lower anxiety and improve your mood. It can reduce blood pressure, help with sleep, and even enhance immune system function.
Same thing with standing in lush grass in your bare feet.
Yeah, I agree.
I do that as well.
Mm-hmm.
I am an expert forest bather.
You're a
Shinrin Ryukyu-er.
A hippie, and you didn't know it.
This says something as short as a 10-minute walk can reduce fatigue, improve concentration, and induce positive. I have been walking. You know this. I'm doing
feeling
a mile.
Better, aren't you?
I'm doing a mile here and there, mile here and there, mile here. And, you know, once it gets cold, I'm not a forest bather, but I do love being outside.
Yep.
And the idea is to separate yourself from the mind rush that is
the phone.
All things media.
So I do take my phone just in case there's an emergency, but I do not listen to music when I forest bathe.
Of course not.
It's in total silence.
That would get in the way of the bathing.
No, the Shinrin Ryokuers would say that one should be with nature and not with, like,
that's right.
1980s so, Madonna.
Correct, which I would rather forest bathe. But I do not listen to anything. I don't listen to the news. I don't listen to music. I just walk for 1 hour.
Do you know why else that's good? If a bear is coming to attack and kill you, you hear it coming first in a way that you would not.
That's why I don't listen to
if you had earbuds in.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. This is a short distance dedication. We're going to keep it in the metro. This is from Dana to Wink Starrett.
True story. I go to take a scalding hot bath last night.
And certified
I'm like,
jam,
I don't want to be on my favorites playlist. You know, I play Taylor all the time. You know that I love her so much. I was like, I'm kind of in the mood for 70s yacht rock. So I just plug in 70s yacht rock. And the first song that comes up is Steal Away by one Robbie Dupree. Me. Please me. And I am just jamming out. Show me. Oh, my God, what a great song.
My word.
So I cannot get through even 5 minutes of this song, Steal Away, without texting Will Starrett.
Of course.
And I text him just the photo of the, you know, Apple Music thing that says Steal Away. And I just wrote, jam.
Dork. What a dork.
And within, 30 seconds, I just get this reply. Fact. So was the follow-up, Hot Rod Hearts.
Hot Rod Hearts?
Get him on the phone. Why? I'm telling you, no one makes me smile like Will Starrett. No one makes me laugh like Will Starrett. And ain't nobody calling the jams like Will Starrett. And I know it's been a while, and I know maybe, you know,
Thought it had run its course.
Every time I go anywhere, and if someone happens to say, like, are you Dana? I listen to your show. How does Will Starrett do that? What do you call that? I go, well, it's called Jam or No Jam. Mm-hmm. And Steal Away, I think we can all agree, Robbie Dupree. Is a certified.
Goes by Robbie.
Jam.
And it is a certified.
His reply, fact. So was the follow up, Hot Rod Arts. But I just cracked up. And I miss me some Will Starrett in my life.
So do I.
Because we work on opposite polar vortex seas.
Vortai.
You know, I saw Johnny Dare Saturday night at Thunder Gong. I don't ever see Johnny. Johnny's on in the morning, so is Will. We're on in the afternoons. Our paths usually don't cross. I just am saying that I miss me some Will Starrett. I wanted to share that text exchange with everyone because I thought it would make you laugh.
Well, it did make me laugh. He makes me laugh. And fact. I would love for him to someday change his mind and say it's time to play a new round of Jam or No Jam.
We'll leave the ball in his court.
Yeah.
Anyway, it when you want to.
Fox 4 did a really interesting story about car thefts in Kansas City, Missouri, and only in the city. And they found out that in 2022, more than 6,500 cars were stolen in Kansas City, Missouri.
All Kias.
Then in 2023, last year, 7,500 cars were reported as stolen.
Yep.
The increase obviously is worrisome for many people. Mm-hmm. Then they went and looked at the hot spots. They obtained thousands and thousands of stolen car reports made to the Kansas City Police Department. And for weeks, they meticulously analyzed the data and found 11 of the hottest car theft spots in our area.
It's interesting to look, Scott, because the numbers have almost doubled in 2 years of the thefts across town. Okay. Have you looked at the map yet? Did you cheat and look at the map?
Yes, I have looked at the map. I was zooming in on it.
So there are, like Scott said, 11 different hot spots. And a couple of things are interesting. I think the pins run pretty consistently north to south. You don't see a lot very far east off that line, and you don't see a lot very far west. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of a straight line down. And so, yeah, they got some like statistician guy to really get into the numbers. Their first stop was in Midtown.
By the way, can I point out something?
Yeah, please, because I love statistics like this.
There are none south of the river east of 71 Highway. None of the hot spots are east of 71 Highway.
Now, that doesn't mean no cars were stolen there. It's just not a hot spot.
Correct.
So their first stop was in Midtown at 35th and Broadway, right in the heart of Midtown.
Yep.
A business and residential district where 49 cars were stolen. And then they go over why. And the guy's like, look, this area here, it's businesses. People are parking their cars. They're going inside to go to work. They might not come out till lunchtime. That gives a 4-hour break there for someone to steal their car. So if you are parking here at 35th and Broadway for a long period of time, because you work at one of those places, you probably know this, that is one of the hot spots where cars are being stolen. And there is no secured above ground parking. Yeah, it's like basically street parking.
Massive parking lot for Kansas City Life Insurance Company.
Mm. Two other hotspots are nearby. One is at 31st and Main, and another at roughly Linwood and McGee, roughly. Then there's another one on 27th Street. These are all south of the river so far. At 27th and McGee Traffic Way. That's on the south side of Crown Center. Then we have the Power and Light District.
Look at 15th and Main. Police data shows 49 cars were stolen there between 2023 and September 2024, okay? And guess what you have here, he says? Interstates. Easy, fast access to all of the interstates. That's a 100% factor in this. As a tourist attraction hotspot, he noticed numerous valet parking lots with no one around. Quote, there should be someone here watching to make sure no one takes the car.
Well, 15th and Main also is right next to Power and Light.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
T-Mobile Center.
Now let's go north of the river. Ameristar Casino Hotel is a hot spot.
Wow.
Literally, they put the marker right on the casino. Then, these are all the top 11 hot spots. Then right off 29 Highway near the Northland Passage. I'm trying to think of a landmark over there. There is a Planet Fitness over there, Sam.
Hey.
But it's not in their parking lot. I wasn't saying that. It's right at the interchange between Northwest 64th Street and 29 Highway.
Get a little bit further south for a second, Scott. I want to talk about Research Medical Center, okay?
Okay.
60 cars were stolen right around the research area during that same time frame, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The expert noticed a couple of things. There were a lot of high-end cars parked there, okay? And yeah. It reminded him of a common mistake that car owners make in a location like this. He says you should not come out of a hospital and hit your fob so that you walk out and go bleep, bleep. He says, now, if I'm a criminal and I see lights go on in that car, I know you're walking out. I know you are heading toward your car. I have plenty of time to get to that car and steal it, ambush the owner, and take the car.
Quick break, 913-586-7798 if you want to weigh in there. A couple more that we will tell you about when we get back, including one right on State Line Road between Kansas City, Missouri, and Leawood. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So we're going through this story from Fox 4. It's actually very well done, lengthy story, that's for sure, where they examined thousands and thousands of stolen car reports only in Kansas City, Missouri. So this is not the metro, just the city of Kansas City. And they've put together this very good map detailing the 11 hot spots where they found the most cars stolen. Dana mentioned right before the break, Research Medical Center is one of them. Also on the map, and we're staying south now, and they pin it near the Trader Joe's on Ward Parkway. I don't know if they're being stolen out of that parking lot in particular.
Or is it just generally Ward Parkway Mall?
I'm sorry, that's right.
It's Ward Parkway Mall.
That's my mistake. That's the Ward Parkway Center site, as I zoomed in closer. And then over by East 93rd Street, right to the west of 71 Highway.
So here's what's interesting about Ward Parkway Mall, and the story dings them a little bit for this, and I have to agree.
Mm-hmm.
63 cars were stolen there during the time frame we're talking about. 63 cars at Ward Parkway Mall, okay?
Wow.
And their security expert is looking up and around, and he goes, I'm looking at the tops of these poles where the cameras would normally be, and I don't see any. And the reporter says, does that shock you? And he replies, yeah, it does, because just seeing a camera is a deterrent to thieves. I would be concerned, he says, quote, especially if I'm parking my car here or working here. And in fact, they found one mall employee who said it happened to him. 6 months later, he still doesn't have a car. And he says it happened on his first day of work inside the Ward Parkway complex.
Yeah,
okay.
That stinks.
And I thought, quote, well, it's Ward Parkway Mall. I shouldn't have a problem. And then I came out at lunchtime and my car was gone. So they asked the management of the mall to comment. And you get your typical BS, safety and security of our patrons, is right? Blah, 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 right?
Mm-hmm.
Channel 4 then takes it further and says, wait a minute, why don't you have cameras outside on the poles where the cameras belong? And the mall management said, quote, they don't really serve as a deterrent and do not help resolve the situation. What?
Well, didn't their security experts say that cameras do serve as a deterrent?
What you mean don't help resolve the situation? If there's a camera showing the person that stole my car, that's better than not having a camera showing someone stole my car.
But how many times have we heard people complain? And I think it's a fair complaint. But I also can understand where the police department's coming from, that I can go ahead and report my car being stolen. It's not coming back.
Right. They're down 300 officers right now, and that the story gets into that.
And when you're dealing with, as we mentioned earlier, 7,500 stolen cars in 1 year in Kansas City, I mean, all they would do, the police, would be run around looking for people's stolen cars.
It bothers me that they don't have cameras at that site.
I don't disagree with you. 913-586-7798. Robert in Odessa. Robert, you're up. Hello.
Yes, sir. Hello. I love this show. It's amazing.
Thank you. God bless you.
I'm curious, why don't they set up decoy cars across the area with high-end trackers in them and figure out where these things are going?
Well, I see where you're going with that, Robert. The only problem would be you're hoping, if you're law enforcement, that of all the cars in that one parking lot, the dum-dums are going to pick the dummy car.
If you have a dozen cars across the area in these high probable areas,
yeah,
there's a chance that one or two or three of them will be snagged.
Maybe.
It's possible. It's possible.
But that's a lot of man hours and manpower.
Just sitting around watching and waiting for a car to go missing out of nowhere.
All right. Speaking of watching and waiting, oh my gosh, I'm just going to show you this. Describe what you see here.
I don't want to get closer here.
I'm not going to tell you what it is, but describe the line.
It's a grocery store with a very, very long line.
a reporter, I think this is Channel 5, has posted video of the line at the Hy-Vee.
Oh, I know what this is.
At
I saw
Northwest
this advertised.
Northwest 64th Street in Kansas City.
There's a field goal blocker that's
the line
there.
Just to get an autograph.
Yeah.
From Leo Chenal. I can't even put a number to that line.
It goes through the produce section.
All the way through the produce, all the way down all the checkout lines, and then out the door. That is what the line looked like 20 minutes before the hero in Sunday's win over the Broncos arrived. That's 20 minutes prior to I'm going to sign autographs.
And no offense to Leo, I'd never heard his name before Sunday. Maybe I just don't pay attention enough.
Did you hear the sweetest story ever after that game? I just cannot get enough of Leo. I can't get enough of the block. I keep watching it. It brings me joy. After the game, apparently, he sort of sheepishly went over to Travis Kelce and said, be okay if I got your jersey, signed my jersey. He wanted a Travis Kelce jersey.
Really?
And Travis Kelce signed the dirty game jersey and gave it to Leo. And Leo said, I didn't have the nerve to ask him until now, but I feel like today I earned it.
He did. He earned it. You get that jersey.
Isn't that the greatest story ever?
That is a good story. That one's fun.
Well, did you see before the game when Taylor showed up and they were wheeling her in on the golf cart?
I heard and the security got a little aggressive.
Yeah, security was yelling at the photog saying, stand back, stand back. And they were aggressive. They were doing their job. But Taylor heard the aggression and turns back and goes, they mean stand back, please.
They mean stand back, please.
Man, I could not imagine being Taylor Swift famous. That would, I mean, I can imagine being Taylor Swift rich, but not famous.
Could you?
Nope.
Well, I'd like to. I'd like to think that I could imagine being Taylor Swift rich, but not that. I mean, where you can't go anywhere.
Anywhere.
No. I mean, if you wanted to go see the Eiffel Tower, they'd have to shut it down.
Yeah,
that is true. By the way, from the text line, and Leo Chenal has hops. You saw him at one of the Super Bowl parades run up to the side of that double-decker bus, jump and grab onto the top railing of the second level, and in a muscle-up form, pull himself up onto the top of that bus.
Now, who do you like more now? Do you like field goal blocking field goal blocking Leo or Kansas City's football Fabio?
Oh, I love them all equally.
If you had to choose.
If I had to choose, I couldn't. Scott, I couldn't. That
you
block.
Mean Carson the fumble that, steal?
That's, I'm sorry, telling you.
Wow.
Wow. If you are
he had
ever.
A bad streak there for a couple
stop
games.
Stop it. That was a couple of times.
He's cleaned
and
it up.
Everyone is allowed to make one or two mistakes.
Mommy and son are arguing.
It brings me joy. Everything about that block brings me joy. The reverse shot of the Broncos bench, one of the funniest damn things
awesome.
I've ever seen. The call of silence from the Denver's broadcast booth, one of the funniest things I've never heard because you can't hear it because the broadcasters are not speaking because they can't formulate words for what happened.
So I love the Denver sideline video, but have you seen the video, and I'm taking you back a week, the Eagles sideline when Barkley backward hurdles that
yes.
other player.
They go, ah!
And they're like, one guy turns around and goes, no way.
It's so
it's
good.
It's awesome. 913-586-7798. Real quick, before we get to break from CNN, a sculpture bought for just $6 and used as a doorstop could sell for more than $3.2 million.
Oh, God.
After a court in Scotland gave the green light for its sale. It has taken years to decide the fate of the Bouchardon bust, which was made by a French sculptor who I'm not even going to try. Last name is Bouchardon. In the early 18th century and depicts the late landowner and politician John Gordon.
Got it. This was used as a doorstop.
In a barn.
In a barn.
Mm-hmm. Now, I go thrifting all the time, and I never go over to the random junk portion of the thrift store because I typically go in for something specific.
Is. Sorry, it was a shed, not a barn.
I'm going to have to start going over there to look for some $3 million busts.
It's one expensive bust.
Oh, here's another one. Speaking of doorstop, in 2018, a rock that was used as a doorstop at Central Michigan University for 3 decades turned out to be a meteorite, later sold for $75,000. Quick break. She's Dana Wright. That guy over there is Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott here on KMBZ. It is officially underway, Coats for Kids 2024, and our goal this year is $60,000 raised through your incredible, incredible generosity. And if you can help, if you're willing to help, you can make your donation at KMBZ.com. Every penny goes to buy new coats for children in the Kansas City area that otherwise, and for whatever reason, don't have one. Again, it's KMBZ.com. You'll be taken to a safe and secure website. Trust me on this. We've used the same website for years. Never had a problem. Or just text KMBZ Coats to 44321. That's KMBZ Coats, one word, to 44321. Thanks to Operation Warm, who's helped us for years, and also Pinnacle Bank, our incredible sponsor of Coats for Kids over the years here in Kansas City. Again, that's KMBZ.com. People Magazine is going to reveal the sexiest man alive today.
Yes, please.
They got a countdown on their... I'm on their website.
Is there a finalist? Are we still doing this, by the way? I kind of feel like we shouldn't do
you
it anymore.
You just said yes, please.
Well, I'm curious, but I'm also... Like, we're also at the age now that, Scott, half the time I'm going to be like, wait, who? Like, you know?
Well, no. Last year, it was Patrick Dempsey.
Jason Kelsey was on the list last year.
I bet you this year it is Travis. I just have a feeling.
Really?
It's his time. I do. Okay. I bet it is.
Well, the countdown is on. It and I watched it to make sure it's legit because it just says.
How do they decide? Is it like popular? If it's popular vote, he's in. If it's like the
editor, I think
editor,
you overestimate his. He's very famous, no doubt about it. But
remember, Jeopardy said that he was more famous by being a boyfriend than a football player.
That is true. They did say that. The countdown is 5 hours and 1 minute, so roughly 10:55 our time.
Do we do a sexiest woman alive?
No, but I'm telling you, I am telling you right now.
Did you just call out a double standard, Scott Parks?
No, I'm telling you right now that the show that I told you, Run, Do Not Walk, called Disclaimer. I keep wanting to call her Helen Mirren. Why do I want to do that? Kate Blanchett is one of the most stunning. I just stare at her. She has like skin like Nicole Kidman's where you look at it and it's like, translucently flawless.
You know who I she's an older woman, but she's stunningly gorgeous. Diane Lane is one of the most beautiful women
love Diane
on
Lane.
The planet.
Love Diane Lane.
Seasoned, but beautiful nonetheless.
Mature.
Very mature. She's a sweater shopper.
Did you say seasoned?
Yes.
Seasoned. Okay. Like Lowry's. It's like a Lowry's.
That's a quality seasoning.
Some
so you
quality
would.
Seasoning right there.
Needs more of that.
Beautiful. A judge has ruled that Louisiana law ordering schools to display the Ten Commandments is a violation of the First Amendment. That's all I'm going to say on that.
Yeah, the judge, you know what he did? It's so weird. He read the Constitution.
Costco has been forced to recall nearly 80,000 pounds of butter because the label failed to mention that the kitchen staple contains milk. And many social media users are rolling their eyes at the dairy dilemma. The FDA sent out an initial recall for 79,200 pounds of Kirkland Signature butter due to the undeclared allergen in October.
So they couldn't believe that it was butter?
It was
Get
butter.
Get out.
It was their signature butter, Sam.
Sam, I caught that. Get out.
Yeah, I'm with her. Get out.
Shouldn't we assume that butter has milk in it unless it's specifically not butter?
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
What is Oleo? Why did my grandma call it Oleo? I thought it was because it was melted. She always called it Oleo.
Well, I'm gonna find
and in
out
her
right
recipes,
now.
It I can still see her little, the way she did the O with the little.
Oleo is a margarine.
Loop-de-loop at the top. All of her handwritten recipes say,
by the way,
quarter cup of Oleo.
From allrecipes.com. What is Oleo and why is it always in my grandpa's recipes?
Yes. Yes. It was a depression thing.
Margarine equals bad.
I only use Oleo.
You need the real stuff.
Are Oleo and margarine the same thing? Yes. Oleo is another word for margarine. Okay. We got to run. Don't forget to, if you can, if you're willing, make a donation tonight for Coats for Kids. We're trying to get 3,000 coats. We need $60,000 this year, and you guys are so unbelievably generous. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks, and God willing, we are back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.